folks, we do have Mr. Jim Turr with us in the studio this morning. Hey, Jim, good morning. So what's going on with you? You're swinging with a new project. I really like your video that you put out now, and I like the theme. I like the message. Tell folks about it.
Well, thank you. I came up with an idea. You know, I'm very aware of the issue for local businesses that some of us tend to, including myself, some of us tend to go to one store rather than another if we think we can save a couple bucks, or sometimes go to Amazon instead of a local store to save a couple bucks. And I know, and I have known for a long time, that there are many very good reasons, including real pocketbook reasons, to shop local. And I know that stores, you know, local businesses struggle with this, people going to other, you know, chains and so on. And so I came up with a promotional idea called Locally Owned to raise awareness about the advantages and the real benefits of shopping locally owned. And I had seen lists of these benefits before. And they really, most of them amount to just keeping the money local in terms of, you know, taxes and local services and using local services and a million reasons. And so I had this idea of creating a sort of a brand, a logo, decal that stores could use to let people know that they are locally owned. And in some cases here in Vegas, we know what's locally owned, but still it's a matter of reminding people and building up the awareness that, you know, to make that choice to shop locally owned. And so I came up with a jingle about it, which I hope will benefit KFUN, you know, a background jingle for people to use when they advertise to emphasize that they're locally owned, and a logo, which I'm trademarking because I hope to go national with this too. Anyway, the whole idea is just shop locally owned, and the response from businesses has been very good. May I tell you all the businesses that are part of this now, in addition to the, well, the four that came in first, and I did videos for them to get a chance to talk about their business and list their own personal reasons for, you know, the importance of shopping locally owned, were Paper Trail. Nancy over there did a good speech, which I sent you. Maybe we can hear
it. I have them. Oh, great. Yeah, we will play those. Yeah.
And El Zocolo Gallery and Unicat Fine Jewelry and Samia Natural Foods and Plaza Antiques. And that was as of yesterday, but, I mean, as of day before yesterday, but as of yesterday, I have many others who are going to be part of this, and that is Plaza Drugs, BTU, Do It Center, the Castaneda and the Plaza Hotel, SPC, Z-Paul Office Products, and Rosemary Montoya State Farm Agency, and Dick's Pub, and Franken Oil and Distributing, who, by the way, Franken Oil made a nice contribution. Sorry, made a nice contribution early on by offering a discount to the first, a discount on the price of this thing, which is very low, I think, in the first place. But they offered an additional discount to the first 15 businesses that have signed up. I'm almost there now, but yeah, I appreciate them doing that.
Sure. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so those are all the businesses so far, and of course anybody's welcome. And as I say, I hope to spread this out statewide and even nationally. There's no reason it shouldn't go. And with these nice videos that these five businesses did, the first five that I mentioned, which are on the website, by the way, I think the statements that these people made were so good, and they presented so well that I think it really is sort of a good recommendation of Las Vegas that we have such kind of bright, articulate people here who, in case anybody thinks we're just hicks out in the sticks somewhere.
Well, the thing I liked about it, too, is, you know, we've heard the message, you know, shop locally, shop locally. But I guess you did a twist to it, and I like the twist you did to it. And did you design the logo itself?
Yeah, I'm not an artist, but it came out okay, I think. Yeah. What is the twist that you're referring to that I did?
Well, let me play it.
Oh, okay.
I think. Let me see. I think I have it here.
Hi, this is Nancy at Paper Trail.
Oh,
and can you believe that somebody on the planet doesn't know why it's important to shop locally owned independent businesses? Part of it is that we create character for where you live. Also, most of the money that you spend at a locally owned business stays right here in town. Only our cost of goods normally goes out of town. And, of course, we spend our dollars on support staff like accountants and lawyers and banks and things like that. So you're helping the whole part of your economy right here by shopping locally owned, independently owned. The other thing is we offer a curated inventory. We don't do anything by algorithm when you're shopping in a small business. And that's really important because that gives character not only to the business, but it also gives character to the town. The other thing, really important, we're your friends and neighbors. And we also employ your friends and neighbors. And you'll say, well, you know, so do a lot of other people. That's true, but we recognize you when you come in. We know what you like. We often order because we know what you might like. So there's a personal touch to shopping a locally owned independent business that you really can't get anywhere else.
Tell everybody you know we're locally owned. That's the twist that I meant.
You mean the jingle?
The jingle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but it also says that on the logo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you saw, I think you saw the first video I sent
did.
You, which is about the jingle, which is about that nice female voice you hear on that jingle, which makes a lot of difference. That is an old friend of mine named Trez Gregory. And Trez is a real pro singer who's been around. She's not from here. She's from Ohio. But she's a real pro singer. She has been here, by the way, visited here. But she's a real pro singer. She sang with Brooks and Dunn for many years and was featured with their act on stage. And so we figured out how to do this recording thing by phone, which is a great a great help to me to know how to do that now, you know, for singers who are not here. But anyway, I think she really added to it, made it sound better.
Yeah, and I saw that video as well, and I saw her video on there as well of a song that she recorded as well. No, so she's got a video on there. Yeah, no, that's what I like. You also have, let me see what's coming up next here, because you also have a commercial from El Zocalo. I think that's, well, this could be your little song there. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's the same song.
Yeah.
I'm so proud to know my famous friend, Trez Gregory. I'm so glad to have her distinctive voice on this locally owned jingle.
Keep your money at home, shop locally owned.
Trez was a backup singer with Brooks and Dunn for years and invited me to several concerts where I made some amateurish but fun videos. Now that we've done it and know how, it's great to know she can phone in harmonies for jingles and songs. This opens up a world of possibilities. So, Trez, it's good to have you on board for long-distance singing in your usual excellent spot-on style.
Tell everybody you know we're locally owned.
So,
I see what you meant there. Yeah,
yeah.
My little promo for the jingle.
Right, right, yeah.
We are all local artists, and we cater to both visitors and residents.
That's El Zocalo.
And feel that it's very, very important for the arts to be represented locally. It's an inspiration not only for adults, but also for children. And it gives a sense of community, and it helps support the community. Every dollar that you spend here basically stays here. And it's a real mission for all of us here to shop locally and support one another.
Tell everybody you know we're locally owned.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was Duffy Peterson
right.
El Zocalo.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So everybody has their own angle on why it's important to shop local, but you know, it adds up, and it does make a difference, you know, versus saving a couple bucks. And sometimes you don't save a couple bucks anyway, by the way, you know, at these stores. I won't mention any, but I'm talking about the national chains.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
And the jingle that we've heard now several times, I've made that available to you and available to the businesses that are part of this deal. So that if they do a commercial with you with their own message about the store and so on, that it can start or start and end with the jingle bed, I think they call it,
yeah.
with a donut in the middle, they
right.
call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I hope that works for you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. It's a different take, but yet on the same message.
I am very excited about this Cash Mob thing they're doing here.
Yeah.
I understand they got it from Raton, but
yeah,
still
Raton
they're making
did it first.
And it's really keeping some businesses alive and these local businesses that are the ones we're talking about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
It's amazing. You know, it's been amazing to me the amount of money they have generated at each of these things, like $2,000 or $3,000 in this
yeah.
little town that is supposedly so poor and so
yeah.
small. That's a lot of money that people have to spend. So
yeah.
that goes to show you that the will is there and the money is there.
Yeah. Well, it gives it another avenue of shopping while people are at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With that Cash Mob. And, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, Raton, I think Raton started that like maybe 6 months ago or so. But, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, the other thing, too, is... Who knows? Maybe you're going to open up the door. You know, we didn't have fiestas this year, but I always say for our fiestas, it gets so many people here and so forth. But I always throw in the thought, and although nobody picks up on it, I guess, but I've always said, you know, the city should spend some money in bringing in new, different talent that we normally wouldn't see, or you're going to pay maybe, you know, $100, $200 for a ticket to go see certain entertainers. And maybe someday interest the city in bringing your friend Trez.
Uh-huh.
Trez, you say his name?
Yeah, Trez yeah. Gregory.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of music does she perform?
Well, she performs absolutely every kind. As I say, she backed up Brooks and Dunn for
yeah,
years, which
yeah.
is country. But her thing is a little more pop and
yeah.
soul. She has a one-woman show she has put together about Donna Summer, with the blessing of Donna Summer,
yeah.
Donna Summer's estate. I can't remember if she's still alive.
No, she said in her video, I saw that video.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and she sings one of her songs, Donna
yeah.
Summer.
Yeah, well... Trez is just very, very good and very pro and got this wonderful, engaging personality. I'd love to see her sing here. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Of course, we're almost at the end of the summer, so we're not going
right.
to have music on the plaza now. But she visited Las Vegas one time, a long time ago, when I first met her, and she conducted a music camp. She went into the schools, I believe, and did some classes. And we did a presentation for kids to encourage them in singing and so on. She's that kind of person, very big-hearted
yeah, yeah.
and very warm character. So,
yeah,
oh, God, that's a great idea to
well,
bring
maybe
her
in
here.
A year or so when this whole COVID thing is over, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
And maybe she'd be interested in performing here in Vegas.
Well, that's
know?
A good idea. I'm glad
but,
you suggested it. I hadn't
yeah.
really thought of it.
Yeah. Sure. But she has her own band?
I don't know if she does.
Yeah.
She's sung with a million different bands that
yeah.
that she has put together that she jumps in with. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
But all these videos, including that one you're talking about, can be seen at the website for this, if you don't mind my mentioning
no,
the website.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's locallyowned.us. Not .com, but US. Locallyowned.us. And as I say, the part that excites me about it is the idea of going statewide with this. You know, we've had great participation in Las Vegas, so that's a good start. But going statewide with it and then nationally, because these videos of the good interviews with Las Vegas businesses are always going to be up on that website, on the opening page, so that it's going to give a lot of people a good impression, I think, of Las Vegas as they look at this website around the country to see if they want to get involved
yeah,
businesses.
Right, yeah.
You know, I have something else to mention, if I may. I think I had this on the website or on my initial proposal that if I get enough participants in this, you remember that song I did with Brenda Ortega called The
yeah.
Real Las Vegas?
Uh-huh.
It's been very popular. It's gotten over... 30, I think almost 40,000 views on YouTube by now. But I have another song, another sort of tribute to Las Vegas that we want to do together when we can, you know, get the backing to do it. It's called Nuestra Señora de los Dolores de Las Vegas. So it's another kind of a warm tribute to Las Vegas, but with a little more of the, but that's the title and that's one of the lyrics.
And it will be in English, bilingual, or Spanish, or...
It's almost entirely in English. Yeah. The only Spanish part is the chorus, Nuestra Señora, etc.
Yeah.
And I left out Del Balo because it doesn't fit in the lyrics, but okay, it's long enough without, right?
Right, yeah.
It didn't fit in the rhythm.
Right.
So it's a song we hope to do, and it would be a good follow-up to that other one that has been very popular here.
Yeah, well, good.
It's awaiting funding, though, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything.
Sure. Right.
Oh, by the way, I don't want to fail to mention that the Independent Business Alliance in Las Vegas here, Andrea Gottschalk in particular, Andrea from Unicat Jewelers, has been very, very helpful and supportive with this, both as a participant, both in getting and getting it out to other members, so there's no competition here.
Yeah.
It's totally fits in with the Business Alliance and what they're trying to do. And in fact, I'm linked on their, I mean, they're linked on my website, locallyowned.us. So I've been supportive of their mission for a long time, which is just basically the same as mine here.
Sure, yeah. No, they're very big on shopping locally, you know, and they're all local businesses.
Yeah.
So
you have them up here
on Wednesdays,
each week, right?
Yeah, on Wednesdays they do an hour show.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, and they're an amazing group.
All local businesses.
Yeah. So that's the idea. Locally owned is mine. I asked Andrea whether a franchise, you know, a national franchise that is owned by a local person qualifies as locally owned to them, and I believe she said yes. So I'm going to go along with the same idea.
Yeah.
Well, that is the end of the main part of this interview that is about locally owned, and there's 10 more minutes to the interview. We talk about various things, including some more about locally owned. So thank you for listening, and of course you're welcome to listen to the rest of the interview. I just want to let you know that was the bulk of it about locally owned right there.
And, you know, this thing of COVID and the effect of the negative effect it's had on businesses, it's not just Las Vegas. It's all over, you know. I mean, through radio, I've worked with a lot of other station owners or managers, and I know a lot of them. Once in a while, I'll either call them or, you know, we communicate via email, and I ask them, how's it going for you? How's it going in your town?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me, and it's really like no different from here. And then I ask them, how's that affecting your business, your radio station? And they say, well, Joseph, it's hard because any local business radio station, the strength of a local radio station is the support of the local businesses, you know? So not only we, but a lot of stations, you know, you mentioned Matone, and I've known Bill out there and at KRTM for a long time, but, you know, and... So, it's affecting a lot of radio stations as well, but also local businesses. But you know what? I keep saying that maybe in the end we may not see it now, but this may be a real
blessing
in the end where, boy, everybody may really go gung-ho with shopping locally and promotion. And because I think by the time this thing is over, I think people are going to be so eager, especially the businesses, to get back up to steam, you know. Yeah. So it could be, in a sense, a revival at some point, a revival of shopping locally and of business and so forth. But and yet it's been a learning curve in many ways, this COVID-19, you know. But
I think there are many blessings in it, possibly, and but that's a whole nother program.
Right.
Another topic.
Yeah.
I mean, with all due respect to the people who have died and gotten lifelong effects.
Right.
Lifelong effects from it, which we don't know what they all are yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You know, Joseph, if I may, if you have time.
Go ahead.
Another thing that we've talked about on the air, this is a complete change of subject, but I think I told you that this whole story of KFUN being the only station, the only place in the country that resisted the World War II censorship restrictions.
Right.
You know, you've had the author, the definitive scholar on that subject up here on the air, Michael Sweeney. I have renewed with him my agreement with him to try to sell that story to you know, some documentary company like Ken Burns or PBS or Curiosity Stream, and I'm working on it. But that's a story that is so interesting and so dramatic, really. And it all centers around KFUN.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know you're very sleepy and not too excited this morning, but I know you're excited about the possibility.
Yeah.
And certainly they would probably want to use the original station and interview you and so on if the thing sells as a project, as a documentary.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a story that's little known, you know. Well, people here in Vegas know about it because I've talked about it so many times. But country-wise, I think it's not known. And I have, in that book that Mr. Sweeney wrote, he lists some of the stations there that were affected by this thing. And I've attempted to, but haven't really made much effort to contact as many of them as I could. Because I figure that, you know, probably a lot of these stations that were involved in this censorship back in 1940-41, a lot of them don't have the original owner anymore, or even maybe the original managers.
Yeah.
So probably I figure the staff that's at these stations now don't even know the part that their station played in it.
Right.
Maybe some of them know about the censorship, maybe they don't. And so I did talk to one fella. I don't remember the call letters of that station anymore, but he was totally surprised because he had never heard of it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, it was a censorship that also spread to newspapers, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the government. But as you say, the difference is that the only one that really bucked the system and the government and the FBI and the censorship department and the War Department was Ernie Thwaites.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there were good reasons for it. We can see both sides of it from here. But Ernie had a point that Spanish was not a foreign language
right.
here. It was a local language.
Right.
You know, I mentioned it to, and those stations that just went along with it, of course, it was a non-event for them, probably,
well
as forgotten now.
Yeah.
But I mentioned it yesterday to a good friend from L.A. I was talking to. I had never mentioned it to him. He says, wow, do you know my wife, her father, had a German broadcasting company in Chicago in World War II at that time, and he certainly must have been involved in this and affected by this. So he was very excited to hear about it and get the information.
Yeah, yeah.
And boy, I imagine they were involved, the German stations in particular,
right.
and Italian.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, no, I imagine that they were, you know, and so, yeah.
And the gist of it was, for people who haven't put it together, is that they didn't want radio stations broadcasting in foreign languages, languages of our opponents, like German and Italian, because they didn't want anybody who was loyal to those companies, to those countries, sending coded messages about troop movements or anything like that, any kind of war news in those languages, and getting to the ears that shouldn't hear them.
Or that the Japanese would tune in and learn secrets, you know?
Well, if there were any Japanese radio stations, they were probably canceled immediately by the internment, which is another story.
Yeah, but it involves and it's that story really doesn't involve just KFUN really, because it touches, as you say, it touches every other radio station that may have been on the air at that time, and
that had a foreign language. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And then it ties in with the war and Pearl Harbor and the Japanese and the Code Talkers, even though it doesn't mention the Code Talkers, but that was all part of that war, you know. And here was Ernie Thwaites here in little old Las Vegas, kind of in his own war with a War Department and the government.
As Michael Sweeney says, you know, the drama of it is that it's a David and Goliath story,
there's
always.
Right.
That's always popular, you know.
Yeah.
And he stirred up the whole citizen activist thing. I mean, he was writing to he was in touch with his congressmen and senators, and he got the whole town involved in saying, this is not a foreign language. This is our language here, and this serves us to have this radio station broadcasting in Spanish. So it was a real, you know, it was a valid argument.
Sure, yeah. All right.
So well, I'm hoping it goes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Anything else? What's new? What else is on your mind, Joseph?
Well, nothing. Just Vegas staying safe. Laurel and I are pretty much just the only ones here at the station now. We had to lay off our son, JR, from his job. Oh, gosh, back when this COVID thing started, because there were no outside sales to be done, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he's been on unemployment. And our grandson picked up and started doing his oldest show on KLVF a few months ago. But, of course, he's back to school now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, it's just things are very quiet, you know. Loretta and I here, we do our work. And sometimes I get to go home early enough to go work on the landscaping on my our house. Or, you know, or Loretta leaves early as well sometimes. It's been very quiet.
Well, you know, here's something about this. Nancy, in her video about, you know, her place, Paper Trails, that we just heard, she talks about all the local businesses that get the business of local businesses when they're prospering. The local attorney, the local bank, the local heating contractor, and everything. And so those are among the other hidden benefits of, not hidden benefits, of shopping local. But I would count the radio station, your radio station, as one of those local support businesses. I mean, when they're prospering, they do ads.
Sure.
And with you, and you prosper, you know. Well, Joseph, I appreciate commitment. May I mention again the website and the
sure.
businesses that are involved?
Sure. Go ahead.
This project is called Locally Owned, and the website is locallyowned.us, and you can see the videos and see more about it at that website, locallyowned.us. And the businesses that are involved so far are Paper Trail, El Zocalo Cooperative Gallery, Unicat Fine Jewelry, Samia Natural Foods, Plaza Antiques. They did a nice video too, by the way. Boy, they got a bunch of stuff over there. And Plaza Drugs, BTU Do It Center, the Castaneda and and the Plaza Hotel, SPC Zipol Office Products, Rosemary Montoya State Farm, Dick's Pub, and Franken Oil and Distributing, which has been a big help with getting this thing off the ground. So I hope it works out for everybody.
Yeah.
And like I say, publicizes Las Vegas, because these interviews are going to stay on the website no matter how big it gets or how far it goes. And I think they represent Las Vegas very well.
Sure. Yeah.
The bright people we have here.
Yeah. Well, good, Jim. Nice to see you again. And
nice to see you.
Keep working on projects.
Yeah. You know me, Joseph.
Okay. Nice seeing you.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.